7. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Ian.
Huh?
It's April Fool's. What do you want?
Oh, right. That's talking about April Fool's jokes. Of course, they're ubiquitous online today. And did you get caught by any of them?
I did.
I have to. Which one?
Nothing you saw. I was a Free Stater runs a game site called MindThings.com that I play. And it's kind of this luck of the draw situation where you're mining stuff. And I thought I mined some really amazing things, and it was just a bunch of crap.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
So, wait, he made it look like you were getting all kinds of great goodies?
Riches, yeah.
And then when did they take it back from you? Is it just like...
Immediately.
Little screen graphic comes up, said, psych!
Yeah, not quite that, but yeah, you're trying to cash in this thing, you don't have it.
The one that pretty much got me concerned, I mean, I immediately thought this could be an April Fool's. Is it April's Fool or April Fool's?
April Fool's.
April Fool's. So the one that immediately made me think it was April Fool's was this defense distributed takedown notice. I don't know if you've noticed this, but there have been several websites that have been taken out. We've talked about it on Free Talk Live over the years, you, the listener. But there have been several websites that have been taken down by the federal government, including people selling knockoff Chinese merchandise, all the way to piracy sites, torrent sites, things like that.
Did you see the one on the Pirate Bay today?
No.
They had some sort of prank. I didn't actually see it because I was at work, but I saw some sort of comment about it somewhere, and it said something about moving their servers to the United States of America. And I don't know.
I know Empty Gox is moving to the U.S., and that's another story. We can talk about Bitcoin crossing over $100 today, and that was no joke. But DefenseDistributed.com, we had talked briefly about the idea of printing magazines for guns, printing out guns with 3D printers. And there's one guy in particular, his name is Cody. He is the point man when it comes to all the media coverage that's going out there around the idea of printing out gun supplies. And today, the news was spreading around social media that his website has been seized by the U.S. federal government. And if you go to defensedistributed.com, it says, this domain name associated with the website defensedistributed.com or defcad.org has been seized pursuant to an order issued by a U.S. district court. Now, I found that paragraph suspicious because I figured it would name which district court if it had actually been issued by a district court. But anyway, it says a federal grand jury has indicted several individuals and entities allegedly involved in the operation of DefenseDistributed.com and related websites, charging them with the following federal crimes: conspiracy to violate the Arms Export Control Act, and they cite the numbers, to violate the Undetectable Firearms Act, conspiracy to commit money laundering, and criminal copyright infringement. So, given that this was April 1st, my immediate reaction was, well, is this real? And that's what I asked Pete Ayer, who posted the story over at coplock.org. And I think Pete even thought that it was legit, unless he was in on the scam from the beginning, and I'm not sure. I haven't actually talked directly to him.
I generally don't find these jokes to be funny.
No, and I thought this was – that's why I'm bringing this up, because I thought it was not – cool. I mean, there's funny April Fool's jokes. There's a lot of them. Google's usually pretty good at coming up with some funny stuff. I heard there was like a shutdown of YouTube, or like a threatened shutdown of YouTube today. And Google Blue, which is the new, or Gmail Blue, which is where they've redesigned everything so that it's blue. And they just had this silly little... It was just a video. I don't think they actually created the product, but they created this little promo video where people were, you know, the Google executives were talking about how mind blowing this was and how awesome of a change this was to their system. And you know, there's funny little kind of prank things that are cool, but to make it look like somebody's been attacked by the feds, I think is that's kind of scary.
It's also going to bring them up on the radar. I mean, you know, if people are calling the feds and saying, what are you doing? It's like,
yeah, that's true.
Are these people we should be watching?
Well, this guy's got to be on
the
radar.
It's like the old joke about the activist that calls up the FBI demanding to see his file.
Right.
The FBI agent says, what do you think's in your file? Yeah. What's your name?
No, I just think this was really, if it is indeed a prank, and it seems that it is. CopBlock is now claiming that this is an April Fool's prank. It seems like this is a bad idea because this guy, first of all, he's got the Department of Homeland Security logo or things that look like their logos. I haven't actually taken the time to verify if these are their logos. If they are their logos, then that alone could be a criminal charge. Using the government agency's logos without their permission can get you into big trouble. That's why Assam is you know, facing multiple misdemeanor counts in New York City. The artist who put up the posters around the city that was lampooning the drone strikes, used the
NYPD other organization
logo.
You write them a check, they'll be happy, but not the government.
Right. He used the NYPD's logo without their permission, and they get very upset about
that. Badge looks fake.
The badge does look
like
fake, and I hope
that
it is.
Way too cheesy looking.
Yeah, I hope that it is, and I hope they've totally made up these badges for this whole situation, but that was the one that kind of got me, because I was, my immediate thought was, this is fake. But it's also pretty serious kind of fake. Like, this is a scary kind of fake somebody out. Like, people would have legitimate concerns about this person's well-being and their safety. And
well,
that's just how I felt about it.
The sad part is that you consider it to be possibly real because this stuff really happens all the time, right?
Yeah. And there's no reason why it wouldn't have happened on this one day. So, did anything get you today, Julia, as you were browsing?
No.
You're wise to
everything. I am too smart for your April Fool's jokes.
You're welcome to share with us any good April Fool jokes that you came across. Maybe post them up to our Facebook page as well. Or use our website, freetalklive.com, where you can post a link to whatever site you like. You put in your description, you put the link in there, and it appears on our upcoming stories page, where it will await a certain number of votes in order to be promoted to the front page of the site. So coming up here tonight, Mark, you've got 18 reasons why, is it doctors and lawyers send their kids to private schools?
Homeschools.
Homeschool. So we're going to get into those 18 reasons. Also, some good news out of nearby where we grew up, Mark, down there in Parrish, Florida. We're from the Sarasota-Bradenton area.
There's good news out of Parrish?
That's right.
Oh, the lady that was growing the marijuana.
It's actually a man, apparently, who was growing medical marijuana.
For his wife, you mean?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
And the story is from the Herald Tribune, heraldtribune.com. A parish man whose home was raided for the marijuana plants that he cultivated to help treat his wife's disease said he has turned down a plea bargain proffered by the state. Robert Jordan, who grows marijuana to help treat Kathy Jordan's Lou Gehrig's disease, said he refused the state's plea deal because it required him to give up his right to a fair trial or stop cultivating the plant. The state attorney's office and Jordan's attorney have negotiated for weeks about possible charges against Jordan. Jordan said potential charges are still up in the air as the talks continue, but he expects that he'll be charged soon. So apparently they've raided his house, taken all of his stuff, and haven't actually charged him officially. They'll probably bring charges on me this week, he said. They offered me a plea deal, and I turned it down. Jordan said the plant is the only substance. That's weird because up here in New Hampshire, if you're offered a plea deal, that usually means you've been charged with something. Or maybe they're, you know, renewing the charges or recharging them. Or I'm not sure how that happens. How can you be offered a plea deal if you've not been charged with anything?
It's an excellent question.
Jordan says the plant is the only substance that relieves the depression, lost appetite, and muscle spasms that plague his wife. Most patients with Lou Gehrig's disease die after 3 to 5 years. Muscle failure causing them to choke or suffocate. Medicating with cannabis. Kathy Jordan, 62 years old, has miraculously survived more than 20 years beyond her doctor's original predictions. We'll come back with more about this heroic couple, because this guy is not taking the plea, and most people would. So it's going to be a unique case down there in Southwest Florida. 855, 453, it's a unique case anywhere. It's very rare somebody will refuse to take a plea deal. 855, 453. 1-800-450-FREE. Take control. Ring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like at 855-453. And join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you on our website. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and interact. The chat room is built into the same page as the cam, and it's all free. So go to cam.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI, who brings you our phone lines, is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and you need to find some accounts receivable solutions because, well, doing accounts receivable stinks, and it does generally, SACL CAI can handle it for you. They'll treat both you and your customers with respect. Find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. It's SACL CAI.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. You're welcome to tell us on the phones or online what was the best April Fool's prank that you saw today, whether or not you were fooled by it, and also if you were fooled by one, which one was that? So you can post your answers on our Twitter or Facebook, and if you don't, if you aren't yet subscribing to those things, you can go to news.freetalklive.com to follow us in either place. Rico says on our Facebook page that Ben Stone at the Bad Quaker made him believe that Porkfest 10 had been canceled. He was mad for a second, but then soon cracked a smile after remembering that his episode was titled No Podcast for April 1st, 2013, due to the North Korean missile attacks. And, of course, that has been in the news quite a bit recently with North Korea rattling the saber, so to speak, as they have been doing for quite a long time, this time declaring some form of extra war. I guess they've still been kind of they've been at war technically ever since the Korean War.
It really makes you wonder, why do these people do it? Not to say that it would be just to go in and teach them any kind of lesson or anything like that, but what's the point? Really? I mean, what's the point in goading the United States to attack? It's not like the United States won't attack somebody they've been goaded into attacking, right?
Yeah.
Do they think they're going to win? Do they think they're going to survive? Do they think their family's going to prosper?
Maybe it's just something to show off for the Korean people, the North Korean people, because there's this big propaganda campaign over there to, you know, paint the United States as the world's boogeyman, which, of course, to some extent is true. They do invade and kill people that are innocent all around the world.
No doubt that there's been some evidence given to them. There's no doubt about that.
And the North Korean government wants to make themselves look like they are one of the, you know, governments that's standing up against this brutal tyrant. And so it could just simply be an internal PR campaign, more so than anything significantly threatening.
Mark, did you watch that Vice documentary, I think, where they went and took the official government North Korean tour?
Parts of it, yes.
Where they had, the weird restaurant.
Parade thing. I didn't see the restaurant. I did see the weird parade thing, whatever that is.
So basically, they just had a series of carefully selected activities.
Yeah, sure.
And they would take you on this tour that, to somebody, I think, from the United States, or probably most places in the world, it was very obviously set up and fake and weird.
Uh-huh.
Like there was a party at night, but there's only one person there,
yeah,
and he was
brilliant.
Singing karaoke by himself. So
it's very strange. So it just kind of got off on a sidetrack here. We were talking about the medical marijuana case out of the Sarasota, Bradenton area. I guess the parish is what, northeast of Bradenton, somewhere around there?
Yeah, that's about right, north and east.
Kind of as you're heading up to Tampa, you'll pass parish.
You take I-75, yeah.
Yeah, and
off Moccasin Walla Road.
The man's name is Robert Jordan. His home was raided for the marijuana plants he was cultivating. Why? Because his wife has Lou Gehrig's disease. And according to doctors, they're saying she has survived more than 20 years beyond her doctor's original prediction as far as when she was going to die. The average person who gets this Lou Gehrig's disease dies after 3 to 5 years. So she's going for quite a while extra here, and obviously they're chalking this up to the cannabis as their miracle drug. Jordan says, I can't stop doing what I'm doing and let my wife die. The only thing I can see is to throw myself on the mercy of the courts. While the Florida State Legislature has never made a law permitting medicinal use of cannabis, with a bill named for Kathy Jordan this session becoming the first medical marijuana measure proposed in years, the courts have made exceptions in certain medical cases. In 1988, a Broward County judge ordered that L.V. Musica was not guilty for using and cultivating marijuana based on medical necessity. With doctors and evidence to back her up, the judge ordered that she be allowed to continue the treatment, which had prevented glaucoma from taking the sight of her remaining eye. The Musica's case set the precedent for the defense, with a few later cases supporting the decision. Still, the defense is rarely heard in court and relatively unknown, even among attorneys.
Yeah, this is, the law tends to have provisions for this. For instance, I'm a convicted felon, and it's against the law for me to possess a firearm. However, if a felony is being committed against me or my family, I may use a firearm. Now, I can't have one in order to have that firearm to use, but if something's going on, perhaps I could, completely unarmed, disarm an armed combatant, take his gun and use it against him. I'm not exactly sure what form of fodder I'm supposed to take in this circumstance, but that's what the idea is.
Certainly, the more often the medical defense is applied and succeeds, the more legitimacy it gives to medical marijuana, said Karen Goldstein, director of Normal of Florida, which advocates for marijuana reform. She says that the problem is a lot of attorneys don't know the defense exists in Florida, and a lot of judges don't want to hear it. And I have to say, I'm pretty shocked that any judge was able to listen to a defense like that and find someone not guilty. That's what it said happened in 1988, is this lady was found not guilty by a judge, not a jury.
I've never even heard of medical marijuana in 1988. And glaucoma is probably the first thing I'd ever heard of marijuana being for. You know, like, I think that marijuana is good for so many ailments at this point that it just sounds kind of difficult to imagine for some people.
Robert Jordan said for him, it's the only defense he has. He doesn't believe that it was wrong, but he did grow those plants. Yet he said prosecutors don't want to let him go and potentially open the door for claims of medicinal use. Brian Eiten, the assistant state attorney reviewing the case.
Then why did they raid his house in the first place? If they didn't want to let him go, you know, I mean, they didn't have to go after him in the first place.
Well, that's what they do, though. They go after people who grow pot.
They didn't, but they didn't have to.
No, they didn't. You're right. But that's what they do.
So the prosecution doesn't want to let it go. It doesn't not want to let it go. The prosecution wants to prosecute.
That's what they do.
I mean,
they had peaceful people in jail.
They work with law enforcement all the time, and if they didn't want to take this case, they could have said, whoa, Delta Force, hey, don't hit these people. We just don't want to take this case.
Yeah, if they had compassion for their fellow human beings, a modicum of compassion, they probably would have done that.
Well, this kind man out in Parrish, Florida, is suggesting that they do. Yeah. And I'm pointing out that they don't.
No, they don't want to.
But by the way, I don't know if it's the prosecutors in this office, which prosecutor's prosecuting, but I'm pretty familiar with Manatee County. I have some familiarity with Manatee County Prosecution's Office. And I know one of the guys that I have a friend that was selling to one of the guys that worked at the prosecutor's office. One of the prosecutors.
Selling what?
Pot! What do you think?
Well, it could be anything. I mean, it could be cocaine.
Nope,
or
it was pot.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI.
He wasn't taking it real serious.
We're going to come back with more here, and there's a little bit more on this story. And, of course, we'd love to hear from you, whether it's – and this is not an April's Fool joke. 855-450-FREE or April Fool's. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cookpot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. In addition, we've got Skype. You can Skype us at username lrn.fm. Great way to get in touch with the program, and it tends to sound a lot better than any phone call will. So, once again, 855-450-FREE, that toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI.
I did one of my Edgington posts today, and I did it with an author named Charles Gannon, who wrote a book called Fire with Fire. It is it's a fiction book set in the 22nd century, and you know, I really enjoyed this particular interview, and I think you might find it fascinating. Ian, I guess you go to the soundcloud.freetalklive.com page in order to be able to listen to the interview. Is that right?
Sure.
What if one went to the Edgington Post tab on the side? That's just going to take you to...
That'll take you to a podcast.
And that'd just be the RSS program, so that wouldn't list the interviews, right?
It would be a lot harder to... Well, I mean, it would list it, but it wouldn't be really easily readable by the average person.
Okay.
So that's... Podcasts are only for podcast clients that you can subscribe, to different things, too. So if you wanted to subscribe to the Edgington Post deliveries, you could do that with the Edgington Post podcast link on the left-hand side of freetalklive.com. But if you just want to go and find an episode in particular, you're better off just going to the SoundCloud page.
So soundcloud.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, that's right. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. A man who is in his 60s in Parrish, Florida, has decided that he's not going to take the plea deal offered to him by Brian Eitan, the assistant state attorney reviewing his case. He said their office is still considering materials submitted by Jordan's attorney, and charges are pending for him growing some marijuana plants for the purpose of his wife, who is also in her 60s, who has Lou Gehrig's disease, who has stayed alive for 20 years beyond her original predicted demise, and they chalk it up to the use of medical marijuana, which, of course, in Florida is completely illegal. And this guy is basically saying, look, this is the most important thing to me. This is my wife. This is her life, her health, and we believe in this plant. And I'm not going to take a plea deal because then we wouldn't be able to grow the plant anymore. And then, you know, I would be restricted
this
in my freedom.
This has happened to people who are treating themselves with marijuana and that they go to jail for a period of time and their condition deteriorates. And why would you want to do that to somebody?
Jordan's attorney, Michael Minardi, says he's applied the defense in several other cases. This is a medical marijuana defense, basically saying that the charges, you know, the person should be found not guilty because, you know, they're using it for medical purposes and they need to. Even though it's not legal there, apparently it's actually worked in some courts over the years, and the last time was 1988. He said prosecutors have complete discretion to press charges or not in cases that have to make it to court with a medical defense. Several of those cases have had charges dismissed or substantially reduced. One of the troubles that the attorney faces in bringing doctors in from other states. He's not found a doctor in Florida willing to testify about medical marijuana, many fearing repercussions on their medical licenses.
Mm.
And that's a really sad statement. I mean, Florida is not a small place. There are a lot of doctors, a lot of old people down there, therefore a lot of doctors in Florida. This guy can't find a single doctor who's willing to come out on the record with all of the, you know, the mountains of evidence out there. And we've seen plenty of examples of medical marijuana helping people who are sick in a variety of different ways. It's well accepted by, you know, major medical.
I wonder how many of these doctors smoke pot themselves.
Yeah, of course.
But they won't come out and say something.
It's so pathetic.
I mean, have there been any cases where doctors have actually lost their license for stuff like this? I mean,
just for speaking out?
For speaking, yeah.
Good question.
I mean, I've never read it. Not that I'm really up with doctors'
news.
Yeah,
you wouldn't have heard about that. So presumably these doctors might have heard of things like that
happening,
and maybe that's why they're scared. Or maybe it's just a general irrational fear about what the government could or might do to you.
Well, it might not even be necessarily just the fear of the government repercussions, but also just taking a stance publicly like mm-hmm. that. It's going against the grain, and a lot of people just are uncomfortable doing that.
Minardi, the attorney, said it's a political quagmire that we're in, that we like to punish our citizens for something that is benign. People's lives are more damaged by being arrested and charged for using it. Minardi and a man that he helped defend have started the I'm a Patient, Not a Criminal nonprofit group that aims to raise awareness and aid people turning to cannabis for treatment. Goldstein of Florida's Normal chapter said no jury in the world would convict Kathy Jordan, an outspoken supporter of medical marijuana, while wheelchair-bound and needing constant care. The same defense should apply to Robert Jordan, she said. He's not manufacturing something to sell to people. He's growing medicine for his wife. They should just drop it, because if they try to bring him into court, it's just going to cost them a lot of money. And I don't know.
No, it isn't. It's not going to cost him anything. It's going to cost the taxpayers of the state of Florida,
sure,
or the county of Manatee, or whatever, the money. Because these shiftless government bureaucrats who have many better things that they should be doing, but are busy doing dumb crap like this, it doesn't cost them anything.
True. If anything, it costs them the time where they could be going after real criminals.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what if the prosecutor just had to do a tenth of the amount of time that they're threatening this woman with?
You mean if the not guilty is the verdict, the prosecutor would have to go to jail?
Yeah. You know, I mean, they have no skin in the game,
right.
Not a single bit, other than the time they spend at work. And frankly, they could play solitaire or do this. I mean, you know, they're government bureaucrats, whatever.
I think that's a fine idea, Mark. You should propose that
for
New Hampshire.
Who's going to put it in?
Some state representative.
Well, chances are good that there's going to be the lawyers that write these things aren't going to like that very much.
You can write your own legislation as a state representative in New Hampshire.
Okay, there you go.
So 855, 453. In fact, what they do, from what I understand up here, Mark, is a lot of these state legislators are, you know, they're full-time working some kind of job, or they're retired. They're not necessarily professional politicians. So many of them actually don't write their own legislation. They have interested parties write the legislation and submit the legislation to them. So I know our very own Daryl Perry from FPP.cc is very interested in ballot access reform, making it so every political party has to jump through the same hoops in order to get on the ballot, instead of having a situation which we do here, where the Republicans and Democrats, all they have to do is pay $2, they get on, but the Libertarians or the Greens, for instance, have to jump through all manner of ridiculous hoops that have been put up for them. So Daryl is working on essentially a paper that he'll turn into proposed legislation later this year for submission, if he can find a state representative who's willing to sign their name to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, being a state representative in New Hampshire, you can write your own stuff, or you can just take submissions from other people. Anyway, that's the story from Parrish. Hopefully, we'll continue to receive updates on this. And if we don't cover the story, for whatever reason, because we've always got a bunch of stuff to look at, if you hear something new and you haven't heard it from us on this, I'm very interested in hearing what happens. So please, if you're in the Suncoast area or Tampa Bay area, and you're hearing more about this story as it continues to develop, would really like to know more.
Yeah, keep an eye out for us.
Because it's very rare that you see people who are willing to stand up to the state like this. And, I mean, I don't know what the plea bargain was, but it was probably some kind of probation. You know, he's in his 60s. It's just a medical marijuana growing charge. Odds are good they were going to knock it down to something fairly insignificant and, you know, give him a year worth of probation or something
like that.
Just
to scare him so they stop growing the pot. And that's, you know, that's what they want. They could care less if this woman dies.
And so they get their conviction. They also want to make sure they get a conviction on their record. So most people will take that deal. And then they'll just go on and grow pot anyway, or do whatever it was they were doing anyway. They'll take the deal. This guy didn't, and that puts him and sets him apart.
Why do they care about convictions as far as, like, is there some sort of, like, statistics for how many, do they have to have a certain amount of convictions per year, or how does that work?
I don't know if there are any quotas for prosecutors, but in Florida, I believe they are elected. I could be wrong about that. In some places,
I don't know about that.
In some places, they are elected, and sometimes they'll run for sheriff or something like that. After that, they'll do. You know, a lot of these guys have political ambitions, and so they want to pad their records with as many convictions as possible. It doesn't matter what the convictions were for. That way, all they can do is point to it. I've convicted hundreds of people while I was the prosecutor. See, the streets are safer because of me. You should vote for me for sheriff now. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's a new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. 453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on our site. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of stuff there, and if you would like to support the show, would invite you to go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the AMP program allows you to support Free Talk Live for $5 a month. We'll take that $5 and invest it into the show so more people all around the world can hear more about the ideas of liberty. And the AMP program is actually responsible for getting us on a bunch of our radio stations. It's responsible for your $5 a month is responsible for making Free Talk Live the number 47 out of 100, the heavy 100 talk shows, the most important talk shows in America, if I'm recalling correctly. It's either most influential or most important.
Important is the term they use.
And TalkersMagazine.com puts that list out. We went from 52 last year to 47 this year. Before that, we were like 79 or something. So we've been moving up that list, and it's thanks to listeners like you for getting behind the show at amp.freetalklive.com. Your $5 makes a huge difference for us. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. Something else I think that's worth noting here before we continue on, and you can bring up anything that you want. Coming up, Julia is going to share with us the top 10 pranks of all time. Apparently April Fool's pranks,
yes,
of all time.
Specific to April Fool's.
We've got also the 18 reasons why doctors and lawyers homeschool their kids. Mark's going to share some of those with us as well.
Yep.
But just a little bit more on this heroic man out of Parrish, Florida, who is in his 60s. He's refusing to take the plea deal that has been offered to him for growing some marijuana plants for his wife who has Lou Gehrig's disease. Now, it's not made clear in this news article from the Sarasota Herald Tribune as to what the charges are as to whether or not he would get a jury. I don't know enough about Florida's legal system. When I was an adult there, for the years that I was an adult, I wasn't paying close attention to the inner workings of the legal system. I know a lot more about how New Hampshire's system works than I do Florida. So I don't know if there are certain charges that you can't get a jury trial on, because I know that's how it is in New Hampshire. If they charge you with a misdemeanor that's a Class B, you don't get a jury trial. So I'm wondering if you know, what is this guy facing in Florida? Is he actually facing the potential of getting in front of a jury, or is it going to be another one of those cases where he's going to have to make his case in front of a judge? And in the case they cited in the story from back in 1988, they said it was a judge who decided in 1988 to find a guy not guilty, or a lady, rather, not guilty of growing marijuana. So, you know, maybe in some cases you can argue that if you get the right judge, a bench trial is actually better than a jury trial, because maybe the judge in that case actually cares a little bit about the Constitution, whereas you might get a jury full of a bunch of, you know, muckrons who really just want to convict somebody because they look like a criminal to them.
I don't have, you know, I've lost whatever faith I ever had in the jury system because I've seen the results. You know,
it's,
I mean,
sad, man.
What it seems like to me is people that want to go home. People that'll be, well, you know, they might have one feeling when they go into the room. They get it. They stick their finger in the air in the room and they say, "Oh, looks like a majority of people here want to vote to convict. So I'll just go with the conviction. I really need to get home and make dinner."
I think that humans naturally go along with groups. Like, there have been studies that have shown that's the case, right?
Oh, yeah.
And right, so, that you can get a group of people to say that the color blue is the color yellow, and that you'll get people to agree that, yes, that color blue is color yellow.
So long as enough people before them in the group answer in the affirmative that it's yellow.
A group full of Confederates, and then one person who's the test subject, and the test subject will say, "Oh, yeah, that's yellow."
That's really interesting, because I feel like I would not fall for that. I would be like, "No, that is blue. I'm sorry. You guys are wrong."
Some percentage of people won't, but
that may be why you're in the liberty movement, Julia, because you are that percentage. I feel the same way.
But you know somebody who you actually know quite well, who testified on a jury, right? Or not testified, but he was on a jury, and he voted the way he didn't feel because of the group, right?
He even knew about jury nullification, and he voted guilty in a case where he could have nullified because of the group.
Wanted to go home.
No, I don't think it was because he wanted to go home. He knew about jury nullification.
It didn't seem like it was
worth
it. It was
just whatever the group, you know, aspects were that
it's powerful.
Felt pressured. Well, and when Daryl Perry and I were interviewing the juror from the one juror who's willing to talk to us from the recent Occupy trial, we played the audio of it on the air here. You know, she made it sound like, we actually asked her specifically about whether she just wanted to go home, and she said, "No, that wasn't it." You know, people just, they changed their minds to go with the group. And she said that half the jury in that case would have convicted Gandhi or Martin Luther King. So that's the mentality of some of these people that are getting
apparently she would too.
Yeah, she did. Everybody voted guilty. They changed their vote.
This is why I have no faith in the jury system.
And it was one of the best cases, too, in my opinion, for a jury to come back with a good verdict. You've got people who are just protesting. They're exercising their First Amendment right to free speech, to peaceably assemble. The cop in the case even admitted, using these terms, that the lawyer asked him, the ACLU attorney asked him, "Would you call this a peaceable assembly?" He said yes. So, I mean, he even used the terms as they're in the First Amendment.
Right.
It's a peaceful assembly. Their First Amendment rights clearly were violated by the police. Clearly. The ACLU attorney, I thought, did a good job of pointing that out. I don't feel like she really dropped the ball.
Just out of curiosity, if I was the attorney there, this is how I would have made the point. And I want to ask you, did she make the point this way? Because I'd hate to think that, you know, the ACLU attorney is really going to be pretty good at their job, so I think that they did a pretty good job, but I'm just wondering about this, that the Constitution is the highest law in the land. So therefore, when the city of Manchester, New Hampshire, passes a violation-level law or whatever, that doesn't trump the Constitution. If these two laws come in conflict, that the higher law trumps the lower law.
Yeah, she talked about in her closing statement about how, you know, this city ordinance is basically a little pebble, and the Constitution is a mountain, and she asked the jury, you know, who really broke the law here? Was it these people exercising their First Amendment right to free speech and to peaceable assemble, or was it the police who arrested them for exercising their First Amendment rights? I mean, I thought she made it pretty clear.
Okay.
But I guess the jury disagreed. Or the jury just doesn't like protesters. Or the jury just doesn't like to have to sit in court. Or who knows what the hell goes through these people's
minds.
Another
thing that I would have done.
I think jurors don't like protesters. I think they just don't, you know, they feel like their time is being wasted there for
these
troublemakers
that.
Who just want to wave signs and, you know, get their message out. How dare they?
The other point that I would have made, sitting around thinking about this later, is that I would have made the point that Western civilization is going to crumble if they convict.
Well, that's what the prosecution
does. Right, but that's what the prosecution always does. Like, ah, we're going to die. If you don't convict these people of being out in the park too late, then laws have no meaning.
She said that then people just start camping in the parks all the time.
Right, people just live there. There'll be houses built in the parks. Pederasts will kidnap your kids because we won't be able to do anything about it because you didn't vote to convict. But if you don't, you know, I mean, if the other person could have gone the other way, look, this is the Constitution of the United States of America, the oldest ruling document on the planet. If you don't uphold this document, Western civilization will crumble. That woman over there will put on a Nazi armband and she'll start go-stepping right in front of you. I mean, make the same kind of absolutely breathless, stupid kind of comments that these people make. I mean, lampoon these fascists and let people see.
Wow, your face is red.
Yeah. I had a decaf iced coffee, and I'm pretty sure that it wasn't all decaf.
Really?
Yeah.
855 450 free. Mark,
this is why I make all of my own stuff. I don't trust anybody
else. You don't make your own Red Bull?
I don't. You're right.
Right. I want to see you whip that up there.
You're right.
Martha Stewart.
You know what's funny is I've actually looked into how to make your own energy drinks.
Squeeze
but
a little ginger.
But I don't.
Where do you get the taurine or whatever?
Oh, you could probably buy it on the internet. I've never looked into it, but you can buy all kinds of weird things like that on the internet. I'm positive you could.
So you're welcome to share your thoughts on standing up, not taking the plea deal. I hope it works out for this guy in Florida. I hope that he gets either a jury who has some compassion or a judge who actually has some modicum of compassion, and that this, you know, poor guy doesn't end up going to prison, because that's where they probably want to put him. Now, maybe if it's his first criminal conviction, maybe he'll end up with probation when all's said and done.
Yeah, he still won't be able to grow pot at the house. The probation officer will be by to check. Ankle bracelet and the whole deal.
Great. Now your wife gets to be put on the crappy medicine that the doctors want to put her on that would have killed her after 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
855-453.
It needs to be free so he can plan her funeral.
Toll-free number is 855-453. We've also got Skype. Username there, lrn.fm. More coming up here, including the top 10 pranks of all time, according to where?
Mirror.co.uk.
All right. More coming up. Your calls as well are welcome about anything. It's Free Talk Live. What's the best prank you saw today?
The year is 2118, and today's international disputes and frictions have become meaningless. Or have they? Even as humanity masters faster-than-light travel, first contact with aggressive aliens reminds Earth that history is always prelude, and that a global house divided against itself cannot stand. Wall Street Journal best-selling author Dr. Charles E. Gannon creates an action-adventure thriller where humanity will be forced to unite in order to fight fire with fire. Fire with Fire is a paperback available from all major retailers by Bain Books. Save now, $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Save On Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save On Meds, 888-6969-363, 888-6969-363.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.